A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Lord, behold, half of my possessions I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we have four great figures who show us what courage means. What I'd like to focus on is the way they show us courage in the face of peer pressure, in the fear, in the face of doing something differently than everybody else is doing. We have that incredible first reading of Eleazar, the 90-year-old who refused to eat pork even though he would be tortured in his old age. He did it because first he loved the Lord, and then second, he didn't want to set any scandalous example for the young, even when those whom he knew, who thought that compromise was the right thing to do, tried to get him just to fake it, to pretend by substituting other meat that wouldn't be against the Mosaic law, he totally refused because he knew that the scandalous example would remain the same even if he hadn't eaten what God had forbidden. Tremendous example of the way we should aspire to live our life until the very end. That 90 years of following the Mosaic law do not give us an exception to breaking it at the end because we're old and we just figure we should be able to cut the corners because, hey, I'm not as strong as I once used to be. While physically we might not be as strong as we once were, morally we should always be growing stronger. And Eleazar is an incredible witness to that. Despite what everybody else was doing, he was going to remain true. And rather than setting a bad example, he was going to set an heroic example of faith. In the gospel today, we have the chief tax collector of Jericho, which is one of the biggest cities in Palestine. This is a man who was infamous for robbing the poor, which is what the tax collectors would always do to get their commissions. And yet, when Jesus was passing by, he had a faith in Jesus already, and he really wanted to see him. He didn't think about meeting him. He just knew that there was something special about this man whom he knew was a friend of sinners, of tax collectors, of prostitutes. And so, despite what would be obviously great embarrassment, wearing a toga, climbing up in a tree, in which everybody would be able to look under his toga, not to mention how silly it would be for a grown man and a public figure to be trying to climb up a tree in order to see a passing figure, Zacchaeus was able not only to see Jesus, but to have Jesus see him and invite him in to a relationship with him, which would bring his house salvation. That ability to do something silly for Jesus, that ability to be criticized and mocked, to be exposed, to be up there where everybody could see us with our faith, no longer to be hidden, is an incredible witness for all of us today. Third example is St. Albert the Great. St. Albert was young. He came from a very well-educated family that was a member of royalty in Germany. His parents absolutely didn't want him to become a beggar, a mendicant friar with the Dominicans. But it didn't matter. He knew that that was what the Lord was asking, and if he had to go against his family, if he had to go against social convention, if he had to go against what everybody else was saying was reason, there were plenty of ways to become a priest without becoming undignified, people would say. But he didn't care. Off he went, courageously, to follow the Lord, emptying himself of all that he had received by birth in order truly to be reborn in the Lord. And that courage in the face of peer pressure continued. Albert knew that the Lord had graced him with a good mind, despite the fact that everybody else at the time doesn't really want to be excellent. They don't really want to be up number one, because once you're in a place of prominence, everybody targets you. Albert, out of his real love for the truth, continued to seek the Lord, became one of the great teachers of his age. Because he was a great teacher, because of the scholastic method, he was constantly going to be a point of reference that others trying to get ahead would try to step on in order to lift themselves up. That didn't matter for Albert. Onward he went, continuing to teach in such a way that he bucked peer pressure over and over again. One time he had a famous student in his class who was incredibly quiet and fat. And everybody would make fun of this person they had dubbed the dumb ox. And Albert knew that there was something special in that young man from Aquino, Italy, who, like Albert, had gone against his family in order to become a Dominican friar. And he said, "That dumb ox's mooing will be heard the whole world wide." And it was in St. Thomas. And even toward the end of his life, when St. Thomas's writings were being criticized by people who didn't really understand Christian philosophy, and there were even local church councils getting ready to condemn Thomas's writings, Albert, despite his old age, traveled by foot to go and defend his star pupil against all the criticism. He said, "Attack me as if I wrote those very words." Thomas, in a couple of those local councils, was condemned. Albert, for that reason, was condemned. But he was unafraid. Unafraid to go against even what other holy people were saying, because he had a conscience and a prayer life that gave him that courage. The greatest of these four that I mentioned we would talk about today is Jesus himself, who is the one who was giving this courage by his own example. And when we couldn't see him because we were too short in stature, rather than make us climb a tree, he climbed one on our behalf so that we would be able to see him mounted on that pole, just like the Israelites saw that pinned serpent. And in seeing him, have salvation come to our house. He was the one who taught us to be courageous, even in the midst of persecution, when others hate and revile and utter curses against us on account of our relationship with him, to count ourselves worthy, because our reward would be great in heaven, and that we would be blessed even now. Pope Benedict, when he talked about what real faith is, said this: faith is the ability to live differently than others. It's the ability to think differently than others. It's the ability to live with Christ, to think with Christ, to love with Christ, even when everybody else is doing differently. In an age in which so many Catholics just try to fit on in, try to conform, try not to be singular, because they'll be criticized even by fellow Catholics who, like the people in Eleazar's time, say, you don't have to live the Catholic faith like that. Just cheat the same way I cheat. It's no big deal. These four men teach us today that it is a big deal. Let us ask Jesus, Albert, Eleazar, and Zacchaeus to intercede for us so that we might have holy guts like they do.